Essay 43. Collected Criticisms of Einsteinian General Relativity. Einsteinian general relativity was the archetypical idol of the cave of the 20th century, but has recently disintegrated. Several earlier essays and broadcasts have dealt with some of many criticisms, notably Nobody's Perfect, written by Horst Eckhart and broadcast by Robert Cheshire and myself, and essays and broadcasts concerning the deflection of light by gravity. It is time to reject the dogmatists and their propaganda outlets such as Wikipedia. The earliest severe criticism of Einstein was made in a letter to him, dated the 22nd of December 1915, from Karl Schwarzschild. On the 22nd of November 1915, Einstein had published his theory of the precession of the perihelion. But Schwarzschild soon recognized that it was incorrect mathematically and proposed a metric of his own. The trouble started when a person unknown fabricated a metric and falsely attributed it to Schwarzschild. The fabrication is the infamous Schwarzschild metric of the propaganda found in every bad textbook. The fabrication was used to claim the existence of Big Bang and black holes and so on, all thoroughly refuted by ECE theory. In 1918, the Einstein field equation was criticized independently by Schrödinger, who continued to work on general relativity right up to his retirement as director of the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, and independently by Bauer. Einstein appears not to have reacted to these criticisms, and relied on luck to pull him through. Precession of the perihelion is notoriously unsuitable as a test of general relativity, and a glance at a textbook such as Marion and Thornton, Classical Dynamics, shows that the theory is not confirmed by data. The propaganda is that the theory reproduces the precession of the perihelion of Mercury. It may be obliged to do so after a lot of hand-waving to eliminate other influences, but the Einsteinian general relativity does not produce the precession of other planets. Effects in the solar system are too small to test the theory. In the early 20s, Eddington and colleagues chose a set of data to hoist upon the innocent world a confirmation of the Einsteinian theory of light bending by gravity. Other sets of data from the Eddington experiment did not confirm Einsteinian general relativity at all. This inconvenience was hidden from the public, which proceeded to transmute Einstein into an idol which took up residence in a particularly pleasant cave. This was the first example of propaganda getting out of control. In very bad textbooks, and in Wiki, the Eddington experiment is still cited. The methods used by Einstein in his light-bending calculation are shredded into quarks in UFT 150 and 155 by computer and incisive analysis by Horst Eckhart and myself, and summarized in the earlier broadcast, Nobody is Perfect, based on the original essay in German by Horst Eckhart and translated by him. Judging by the popularity of this broadcast, everyone knows that Einsteinian general relativity is totally wrong. So, in reading Wiki, so many pinches of salt must be used that the oceans run dry. Wiki plaintively pleads the dried-up tides do not come to him, and makes King Canute seem like a hard-headed realist. At about the same time in the early 20s, Cartan alerted Einstein to a wolf-like howler in his geometry, the neglect of torsion. Einstein obtained his geometry via his friend Grossmann, from the earliest pioneers of tensor analysis, Levi-Civita and Ricci. It was Levi-Civita who first inferred the Riemann curvature. It was Christoffel who first inferred the Riemann connection. This is evidently a subject in which attributions are also totally wrong. Things are wrongly attributed to Riemann and Schwarzschild. Levi-Civita and Ricci were capable mathematicians, but they did not infer torsion. The latter is basic to the geometry and appeared due to the work of Cartan after Einstein had proposed his field equation in 1915. Despite a lengthy correspondence with Cartan, Einstein did not succeed in incorporating torsion correctly and made no attempt to correct his field equation. I managed to do this for the first time in 2003 in a theory that I named after Einstein and Carton, adding my own name for clarity, not because I am an egomaniac like King Canute, or Knut to give him his Viking name. Levi Civita frequently criticized Einstein's dubious grasp of geometry. So after a while did Eddington, also a capable mathematician, beginning to have doubts. Dirac and Vigier, who in his last years rejected Einsteinian general relativity. Everyone has rejected Big Bang, and black holes and dark matter are going the same way. The dark hole has been renamed the plug hole. In a series of UFT papers and recent essays and broadcasts, a new cosmology is being forged, based on the use of only one antisymmetric connection. And this led to UFT 190 by Horst Eckhart and myself, in which the basic assumptions of Einsteinian general relativity disintegrate completely. I thought to myself, we might as well test the basics now that Horst has computer algebra. In fact, Einsteinian theory does not give a precessing ellipse, and it does not reduce to the Newtonian limit. In fact, the simplest test of general relativity is to use the angular velocity of a planet. In fact, a whirlpool galaxy's velocity curve cannot be described by Einsteinian general relativity, and the fabricated Schwarzschild method does not, in fact, describe anything at all. The theory stands against the sky like an appalling ruin, a vertical Titanic about to slip beneath the waves. We are working towards a new theory in which the basic geometry is correct, and advocating the use of a new test, the angular velocity of an orbiting object. All this begs the question why the propaganda machine still exists. The Vikings were peaceful traders, after all, and were a model of gentility and general relativity. Believe that, and believe anything.